Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. We have Emily Hector Godwin on the program today. She's with the ArtScope camp coming up here. A big thing for the kiddos this summer. So, Emily, good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We want to thank our cool conversation sponsors letting us be here today with Emily. And they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley System. So school is almost out. There's just a few weeks left, and you've been busily preparing for the big ArtScope camp coming up.
We have. We're ready for our campers this summer.
How many years?
This is our 27th year for ArtScope here in Chickasha.
That's awesome. And a lot of kids have gone through this, right?
We average about 80 kids a year. And then we have CITs that come back every year to help us out.
And so CITs are?
They're counselors in training. These are our students who are too old for ArtScope, mm-hmm. but they come back to help us with the camp, you know, after that.
Are they all teenagers or maybe?
Yep, teenagers mm-hmm. and college students.
Because the camp is for what ages?
The camp is for ages 8 to 12 years old.
And all genres of art, they get experience in all fields, right?
Yes, I do visual arts, music, dance, and theater.
And they do something every day, right, in all those areas?
Yes, so they have class in the morning, which they get to choose which one of those disciplines that they will study with. And then the afternoon, they rotate through all of them.
And about how many are in each? Are they pretty much equal, I guess? Or
It really depends on the sign-up, but we try to keep the classes pretty small. Mm-hmm. So about maybe 12 to 15 kids per discipline.
And so how many teachers and who's the instructors for each of those?
So this year we have Landon Lewis with music. I do the dance part. Becky Autry and Angela Moore are visual arts instructors. And then we have Mandy Taylor doing theater, as well as Sylvie Estes.
A good group of folks, I suppose.
Yes.
And it all will culminate with a big performance toward the end of the two-week program.
Yep, we have our showcase on June 12th, and we usually start about 1 or 1:30 in the Teyada Auditorium at USAO.
What an experience for the youngsters to be on stage, a big stage that is in that auditorium.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see them, what they've come up with and what they've learned in the short period of time.
So there's a general overall theme for this year?
Yep, our theme is around the world, and so all the disciplines will choose things within that theme.
And so do you know about the performance that's going to be going on and how long that for the actors and actresses that are going to be on stage?
So they'll do a full-on play performance for the showcase. And the music presents their pieces, dance presents those as well, and all the art will be on display.
Now, as far as the instruments, how many instruments they get to learn about?
So I'm not sure what they're focusing on this year. We're still figuring out all the details, mm-hmm. you know. But I know Landon usually does some instrumental as well as some vocal performances.
So. Okay, very good. Yeah. So get the whole thing there.
Yeah.
Very good. And again, a great experience for the kids, and they come every day, right?
Yeah, they get to come Monday through Friday, and it is all day, 9 to 4. So kind of like school, but more fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Yes, yeah, there's no tests involved in this one necessarily. At least no grades for the performances.
That's right.
So talk about some of the visual arts that they'll be able to take part in.
Yeah, the visual arts, they'll do different styles of art, usually within the theme. So I'm not sure exactly what all they have planned as far as what aspects around the world that they'll do, but I'm sure they'll look at different cultures and locations around the world.
So but the style of visual arts, so
yes.
Photography?
Done photography as much, mm-hmm. But maybe like pastel work or painting, some sculptural aspects as well.
Pencil drawings and charcoal and things like that.
Yeah, things mm-hmm. like that too. Yeah.
Okay. I bet you get to see some great work from these
budding artists. Yeah, it's amazing what they come up with in a 10-day camp. So it's really eye-opening.
Very good. And applications are already being accepted right now?
So. Yes, you can apply online through our website at www.chickshaareaarts.org. And then you'll click on the ArtScope tab and fill out your application through there. If you would like to download the application, it is there as well as the scholarship application to download and send in.
All right, so you can just mail it in if you download it?
Yeah, you can just mail it into the address listed there on the website.
But if they can just do it online and email it, you save a tree or two, I guess.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. ArtScope, put on by the Chickasha Area Arts Council. Emily Hector Godwin is with us, but a lot more groups really have helped out with this over the last 26 years.
Yes.
So now into 27. So what are some of the other sponsoring groups?
We have the Oklahoma Arts Council, who we apply for a grant every year. So we get money for scholarships for our students to attend for free. And then, you know, the National Arts Council as well.
And, of course, the Chickasha Area Arts Council, which kind of got this started, right?
Yes.
And have you been with us since the beginning? Or
I have not been through the beginning. I did a few years, taught at it a few years when I was in college, and then took a break and came back. I don't know how many years that totals, though. I don't know that I want to tell either.
Yeah. But obviously, it's in your heart, and you just love it. And it's just one of those things. It's like, I've got to do this.
Yes.
Right? Just because it's in your blood, I guess.
Yes. I think it's a great program for the community. There's a lot of kids who attend who don't normally get to do arts like this. And so you have a lot of kids that, you know, for me, I don't normally see or have experience with. And so it's a lot of fun to see them, and it's so much fun.
Talk about your co-director, and you guys have been working together for a while.
So Jeannie Lee and I, this is our, we started co-directing in 2014. So this will be our 11th year co-directing the camp together. We've kind of got it down to a science now. But we enjoy working together.
And when do you start planning? I guess as soon as this arts camp's over, you kind of start for the next year?
Yes, we go ahead during camp this year. We'll go ahead and submit like our dates and reserve the facilities and that kind of thing for next year. So then we meet with all the teachers in January and pick the theme, sort out anything we might need to add for this year.
Right. So there's a fee, or they can get a scholarship, apply for a scholarship. Are there any other fees for supplies or anything like that?
Nope. They just pay the one fee to attend. But we're always looking for, you know, sponsorships or people to help out. You know, you can sponsor a kid for the 2 weeks for $200. And we try to keep the costs low so that, you know, people can afford it.
All right. And what do the applications do?
Oh, my. We will take applications up until the day of camp if we haven't reached that 80 kid mark. But as far as the scholarships, I believe they're due at the end of the month, or it might be the end of next month. I don't know if it's...
All right, so they can go to the website to get more
May
information.
May 1st. Oh, yeah, May 1st. Okay, is when the scholarship applications are due. Yeah.
All right. And they can go online again to do that, chickashaareaarts.org, to find that and find out a lot more information about the Arts Council.
Yes.
Because they'll be getting ready for their Rock Island Arts Festival coming up this fall.
Yes. So, yeah.
That'll be downtown and bigger and better than ever before, from what I hear. So.
Oh, yes. They improve it every year. It's fun to see all the things that they add to it each year and change it.
So. Just give us a recap of the kids get breaks, a couple, I mean, they kind of have a break in the morning, and then you have a noontime break, and then...
Yeah, so we eat lunch there on campus as well, and then in the afternoon, they rotate through the different disciplines, about an hour and a half with each class, and they also have a recreation time, you know, games and a snack as well.
And all this will be going on where on campus at USAO?
We will be at USAO the first week. I believe we'll be in the Davis Theater. And then after that, we'll be in Teada.
All right. Theater. That's the main auditorium there on Trout Hall, the administration building there.
So, yes.
Very good. What makes you, what gets you going? Why do you do this?
I just have a love for the arts and I love sharing with children. And I, there's no other program like this around our community. So, you know, we have kids from all over that come to this camp. Maybe they come stay with their grandparents and visit Chickasha for a couple weeks in the summer. So it's just so much fun. And I enjoy working with all the artists and other teachers that we have at the camp.
And so just for Chickasha, but Grady and the surrounding areas, right?
Yes, we have kids from all over Grady County that come in for our camp.
All right, so we'll get those applications in, and looking for about 80 or so.
Yep, 80 kids, and we can't wait to see you this summer.
Talk about some of the graduates, and I'm sure you've had interactions with them through the years.
Yeah, we have a lot of campers who come back as CITs who later end up either attending USAO or majoring in one of the art disciplines in which we offer. So it's really amazing to see them continue on.
All right. Again, Art Scope is the name of the camp, and coming up June 2nd through the 13th. So the highlight, showcase, I guess you call it, on Thursday. What do you do on Friday? Is that the breakdown and everything?
Friday, we typically bring in guest artists of different styles, of different kind of teachers to do different kind of work and to showcase that. Sometimes we bring back former campers to do that kind of thing. And then we go swimming. So we actually had the YMCA this last year partner with us and sponsor us to use their pool. And so we were able to take all the kids swimming there at the public pool.
Excellent. All right. Well, Emily, thanks for coming in and sharing about Art Scope 2025 coming up June 2nd through 13th.
Thanks for having me.
And go to the Chickasha Arts Council website, chickashaareaarts.org. And you can just fill out the application online. And if you want a scholarship, that needs to be in here by the end of the month, I guess.
Yeah, by May 1st. May 1st. Send it in.
Emily Hector-Godwin with the Chickasha Area Arts Council and Art Scope on our Cool Conversation today. And a big thanks to our sponsors, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.